This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Pram.
First impression rose. Backless.
Did you hear what I said about the New Yorker as I was coming in?
Say it again.
They come too fast, too furious.
I don't subscribe to the New Yorker.
I don't know how anymore. Anyone is keeping up with this.
I love the New Yorker, okay, obviously. But I don't have, what do you mean? Like you're getting constant emails or what do you mean? I don't understand.
No, print, weekly, they appear.
Oh, no, you can't do that. I used to, I mean, you have to. We have to buy print media. But, well, that is what the New Yorker has become, is furniture. Yeah. It is kind of an emblem of, you know, intellectualism in the home is the high stack of New Yorkers. I used to subscribe. I would get them and it was wonderful. And it is, by the way, it's you know, I always had that vision of myself.
Sundays.
Read the New Yorker every week. I'm going to have coffee.
Yeah,
you go through it over the week and it enriches your life, no doubt. But it's true. They pile up. It's wild.
Yeah. It's like, damn, are they producing that thing fast?
It's unbelievable.
You know?
It's quite admirable.
The covers
kissing
come,
their ass.
It does feel good.
It's how I really feel. Yeah.
What?
Me just being like, I mean, it's admirable what they do. It's incredible, but it is true. Of course. Am I going to pretend to be someone I'm not? Of course I worship the New Yorker. I had a morning of, I did something which I rarely do, which is left the house early for a walk. Didn't go on the kind of nature
those.
Walk I usually do. I did city walk. So I'm walking, I'm strutting down Sunset Boulevard.
Oh.
Ran into two people. And this is when I go,
community.
Power of community. Ran into two people. Yeah. What? Who I don't really see ever, right? The guy's friendly, you know, oh, I actually live up the street. You're kidding. We exchanged phone numbers. Oh, we're practically neighbors. We should get coffee. Can you believe this?
Oh my God.
Ran, then a professional acquaintance. Oh my God, hi.
Wow.
You know, and then literally
personal.
She's like,
same
let's do
walk?
This meeting about the thing. Like a professional moment happened. Yeah.
Holy
huge.
Shit.
Something huge. And then
okay, well,
keep
fuck
walking.
Nature, I guess.
I mean, completely. And then I walk.
The jobs
and then
aren't
I go,
out there.
Hey.
I'll tell you that much.
Oh well,
a rock
no, there's no
has
job.
Nary
there are
to
no
offer
jobs.
You.
No,
a
no.
rock is working on nothing.
A rock can get
a tree,
you finance,
even
but
less.
Then popped into a store. Oh, I don't usually go here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a juice. The juice of another store. Mm. Interesting. And then trotting
interesting
back.
Interesting juice.
Picture this. I'm in Aesop. Yes, it's not Aesop. It's Aesop.
I know.
Apparently.
Oh, I know.
I'm from in there to get my one of my luxury items, my splurges, is their mouthwash.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Are there essential oils in the mouthwash?
No, I don't think there are oils, but it's just, it's like divine.
Are you sure?
Yep. No.
Essential oils are the cornerstone of their products.
Maybe it's in there. I mean, it's the most refreshment you could
ever
imagine.
Can you ingest them is the question. Some you can.
I would assume you can due to a big mouthwash. And I trust them. But I'm in there. This woman goes, can I offer you some tea? Ordinarily I go, I don't know about that. I go, sure. She comes over
really?
With a little bowl of herbal tea. It is so good. I'm moaning. I go, what yeah. is it? She goes, oh, it's, you know, it's peppermint, but we put some licorice root in there, something. Mm. It was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course then I'm spiraling. I should do this at home. I could have my own loose leaf. It's, you know, but so suddenly it's 10:45 a.m. I'm drinking loose leaf tea, having a chat about fragrance. She's talking to me about the different fragrances. I'm elevated. I'm lifted. I'm out of the mire of the everyday. I'm connecting. I
was
leave.
There
I'm
caffeine?
Shredding. No caffeine. Well, I already had caffeine at home with my Bambino. So
right.
I had two
I
shots
wondering.
Of espresso in me. But I wasn't sailing in a overly caffeinated way.
Yeah, I was just curious.
But I was like, well, that's a whole different kind of walk. I always think nature, but what about commerce? What about strutting down Sunset Boulevard with the, and of course, you know, there's
Beauty and the Beast.
The fumes of the car and everything. It's a totally different.
Yeah. The enlivening nature of city.
Yeah.
If you had to do a walk, one night, one at night, one in the day, and one was to be nature and one was to be
city at night, nature and day.
City. I mean, clearly it's got to be that. Right?
Yeah, it's got to be that.
That seems like the answer, but then you go, wait.
I know,
wait. Wait a second.
No, I know, it's true.
In the woods at night and then in the bustle in the day.
The bustle of the day is really elevating, I have to say. This is again why the death of brick and mortar has such huge catastrophic, you know, health ramifications for all of us.
Yeah, to not be with our market basket.
Yeah, collecting items,
reaching for a loaf from our old friend. I mean, that's where the baker's. You know where you don't get a baker's dozen online.
Oh shit! It's true.
I guess you get other things, free shipping.
We launched a new Poog hoodie today. I just want to say, guys, is everyone aware of the Poog merch store? I'm terrified you're not. We launched a limited edition. I went to Juilliard. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Insiders only hoodie available now at
Poog on the back.
Yeah. Poog.merchtable.com.
Poog.merchtable.com.
Get your Poog water bottle. Get your embroidered hat. Get your classic blue crew neck. Get your, I mean, honestly, I have to say this.
Yeah.
A shirt that's underperforming that I think is unbelievable is the Proud Eavesdropper shirt. I think it's sexy.
Is it underperforming?
I think it is. I don't know how to read those things, you know, but.
Interesting.
I was at a screening recently. I saw two people in a Hags Have More Fun shirt. Can you imagine?
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh my God. That rules.
I know. We really are buttressed by the community.
Yeah, definitely. You know, post a photo of you and your merch and.
Oh, I have an announcement.
Yeah.
Post a photo of you and the Poog merch. Tag us. We will do a grid post. I repeat, a grid post of Hags in the merch.
Oh.
So.
Oh yeah.
So you have
so
a
bring
now.
Bring your best.
Yeah. Hashtag Hag model.
Hashtag.
Hashtag hag tag.
Hashtag being the same hashtag hag tag. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Hashtag hashtag.
Hashtag. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I went for it and I got two sliding drawers from the container store.
Two sliding drawers like
back
under
to
the bed?
The actual drawers.
What do you mean?
No, like you install the tracks in a closet on a shelf. two tracks, uh-huh. and then you rest a basket on it, and the basket pulls out.
Okay, got it.
Like I'm installing a basket that pulls out on a track mm-hmm. and goes back in, but it's bolted in there. And I purchased the baskets that were next to it and looked like the correct sizes that lined up with it, and they're not.
Oh,
so
God.
I have two baskets and two sets of gliders, and they don't seem to fit each other, and I have no answers.
I mean, that's enough to drive you into straight to the asylum.
And so I just put them under the fucking bed just like to be dealt with.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at chaos. I have the sorted out organizers coming.
All right. The way you've used them several times and I continue to have not.
You know they're there. You know they're there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a cat in a pram today. Gave me joy.
You know what?
I think it was elderly in a pram, you know, in a little.
I don't know that word.
A pram is a, cradle that is on wheels.
Okay,
for
got
babies.
It.
What's the other word for that? The only thing coming to mind is carousel, and I know that's not it.
Pram.
Cradle, no.
Pram, I don't know that word.
What's the thing? A stroller.
Yeah, stroller. So a stroller is kind of a pram.
Pram really seems like a word you would know.
I know, I don't know. I've never heard it. Can you believe that?
I heard an expression on F1, like something like, throwing toys out of the pram. And I was like, oh, cute. Like, clearly an expression for like a baby bitching, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, there were no toys flying out of the pram this morning.
Pram is brand new. Pram.
Trying to decide whether to find meaning in the year's passage. You know, March 12th, to me, I start to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, March. You're officially in the year, mid-March.
Oh, yeah. We're in now.
Start of the summer.
Yeah, sure. January, whatever. February going, all right, I'm a little behind, but March, you're not allowed to really talk about it anymore. I guess because Q1 is almost over.
Right.
But I don't live according to that. Time
quarters.
Expands and contracts according to my emotions. And that's how I, you know, as we decided last week, lie fallow. If a year lies fallow, 10 years lie fallow, you're still alive.
Yeah, you're still fine. You were alive the whole time.
I haven't been able to tilt my neck in weeks.
Why?
It can go left, but
it
just happens to me every couple of years. I sort of pull like a muscle, like if I've been working at the computer in a certain way and my right hand is, and so it look, I have limited range of motion to the right. It's as far as I can really go comfortably. And I just want to know what's going on in there. I want to know exactly what's going on in there.
I know you always want to bifurcate.
I hate it.
Bifurcate and see inside. Here's a right turn. I did something that was making me laugh really hard. And this is a
Must
potential.
Have been wonderful for you.
I don't know if this will work, but, and I can already feel as I'm saying it. Kate, you're really trying to dig up a little funny thing that happened last week and putting it into a Poog episode. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to say it. Actually, I decided not to embarrass
you. Can never remember things that happened during a week.
Yeah.
Never once remembered like this week. I mean, that's also because the weekend serves me not. I cannot be part of the culture of weekend versus weekday.
Of course.
It's too much.
Well, you're outside of it. You already are outside.
I can't
of it.
Be on that cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means that Saturday and Sunday morning, I better be getting up and doing the same shit.
As
you know
Wednesday.
What I mean? Routine must.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the routine must hold.
I mean,
you know?
It won't for me, but yeah.
Really?
But no, I don't have a routine.
Why, brunching on Saturdays?
Oh, well,
I mean, whatever the lifestyle is.
Yeah, but I don't have that. You work out every day. I don't.
I didn't always.
It's important to remember that. By the way, bitch, this is exciting.
Yeah.
And this can't just turn into a Tracy Anderson podcast and we talk about it every fucking week. But I did call today to schedule not free, keywords. I did call to schedule
hysterical.
A private beginner.
Hell yeah.
They're going to reach out with times because I want to get serious.
Oh, wow.
And don't you think I can meet you? I can catch up and find you where you are?
Of course.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
I want the community. I want to be sweating in the group.
Yeah, it's.
Anyway, that's it. We're going to leave it at that. But I have to, why is my voice down here? I need to get high up in the energy zone. I need to go up here. Hey, wow.
You know what I was thinking about?
Crack
about
the
animals?
Voice there. But what?
It's like, because I was thinking about telling you about how Boo, the courtyard cat, comes running now when he hears the door unlock. Just the
so
lock.
So cute.
And I was thinking about how one of the great things about animals is the way they, you know, in their engagements with us, the way they come running, okay, is actually huge. I mean, they walk too, but the fact that they are willing to sort of
run into
slip,
your arms.
No, slip into a jog or even bound towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Like adults don't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying they,
they won't run
mobilize the hips like boing. Okay, boing, run,
oh,
run, run, run,
forward.
Run.
Yeah.
And there's something.
Well, it helps to be on all fours.
You think?
Absolutely.
Why?
From standing position as a human, if you just lurch forward, you potentially fall. If you've got all fours, you're launching with the back legs, and then you've got the front legs right there.
I just think relative to our own bodies, our startup time is similar.
Interesting.
Because we stay upright when we run. I mean, I'm not saying I'm as fast as a cheetah, folks.
Sounds like you are. Careful, it's a slippery slope you're going down.
Oh, I love when a laugh gets to that. Or it gets to that. Just air popping in the back.
That's a good one.
That's a good feeling. When was the last time you laughed?
This morning, I laugh constantly.
You laugh all the time. Me too.
Thank God.
I just thought it'd be funny to play to be a lady who's never laughed or remembers a time where she did.
People don't laugh.
Really?
And it causes massive inflammation in the body. Yeah. No, people don't laugh, I think. The sadness out there, it's absolutely deafening.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription.
but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of routine, I got back into watching The Bachelor for the first time in years.
Really?
And now it's really fun. Last night I was panicking because it was like, I want to watch it live. God fucking damn it. And I couldn't. And then FUBU, it's like, you know, a million years ago, I did a free trial at FUBU to get like ABC streaming live, you know, and I went through the whole thing, was cursing profoundly, got the free trial, and then they won't let you project it, I guess, because they think I'm going to go, I have a business, I'm going to download FUBU and I'm going to project ABC onto the back wall of the restaurant and everyone's going to get free ABC. It's like so pathetic and cruel. So yes, I was watching the show from the laptop, but still had fun. And it is fun to feel part of, you know, just sports, right? Get excited.
Yeah.
If you could get into F1. It's been many years since I've watched. What?
If you could get into F1.
Oh, that's right.
I'm really enjoying Dateline in the evenings at this moment.
What happens on there? Is it all murders and stuff? Or is it?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I wanted to watch because here's television. ABC Live last night. And then it's Oprah going, I'm doing a 1-hour special. It's like called like Shame something and something else. And it's all about her basically being like, I will not be, you know, ridiculed for loving Ozempic or something.
For loving Ozempic? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
An hour special.
Skinny Nation, rise up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, well, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
I definitely want to watch that.
I really am curious if your read on that is what they want people to take away from it.
I'm pretty positive that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's so funny too, because being like, I'm sick of the shame about Ozempic. It's like, that's strictly a
Hollywood?
A-list kind of top 2% income level concern. The world is not like, we have to destigmatize Ozempic use. It's like, that is purely, it's like, have you lost your mind? Relax.
Well, I don't know. Is it sweeping the country? Like
no, people who actually need it, like can't get it because it's all people who are already like,
is that true?
Wanting it. Yeah. Oh yeah. I have a friend who actually wanted to take it for actual health reasons. Like,
yeah. Oh, and they were like out?
I can't get it. It's too expensive. Like my insurance won't cover it. Or like people who actually need it for medical reasons. Yeah. You know, it's so expensive, but then, you know, rich people who want to drop a few before awards season or whatever the fuck.
I might have to start ordering my meds from Canada. It's really sad.
I went through a whole thing with my meds today. I felt like a champion because I was on the phone with fucking CVS. I should do my, I'm looking at my migraine injection.
They hang up on you
live on Poog.
At CVS. I don't know if you've experienced this. Literally pick up and hang up.
Well,
they pick up and hang up. Okay. They're like, okay.
That's amazing.
Okay. And as I'm going through this, it's a whole thing and my insurance isn't covering my meds. And
I had a thing. I
was going in every 2 days paying $90 a pill. Okay.
Oh, no. Jacqueline.
And then like they finally put through some random coupon that like my doctor's like person, I don't know. And then it's $10 instead of $2,500. It's really.
Oh, no. I'll just say this quickly.
Yeah.
I have for my Aimovig shot, it's like out of pocket, it's like $900. And I have this coupon enrolled in this coupon system where it's $5.
Yeah.
And I called to get my thing and they were like, so our coupon system across CVS wide is down.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, when will it be back up? Because I have to do the injection every 30 days. And they're like,
yeah,
well, it's been 2 weeks and we're not sure. And I went, so you're telling me that I have to pay the price if I want to get it this month, basically. Are you hearing this?
Yes. Well, yes.
The coupon system is down. Yes. The CVS was like, you guys get
are you ready?
Together.
They also said, I'm like, so tomorrow if the insurance goes through, can I come back? Because I was buying a couple pills at a time. Can I come back and get them reimbursed, you know, for the no.
Oh yeah, of course not.
Just no.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I'd come in. I'd get two at a time.
Ugh.
I was just there going like, and to like go in and be like, say my birthday and my name again and the whole thing and be like, I just like coming in like, it's Wellbutrin girl. I'm like, hey, it's me. I'm the girl that buys Wellbutrin every 2 days here. Still waiting on the prior authorization to go through.
Oh my God.
And then like I talked to my doctor's office. They're like, yeah, like you could try doing every other day with generic. And it's just like,
It's so.
And then they're like, my friend calls Canada. Here, you should try that. And then, I don't know. It's it's rough out there. And then my Canada. Pharmacist, yeah. Or, you know, one of the people working in the store, nearly impossible to hear live in person. It became a joke.
Oh, whoa.
So like literally like
whispering. I had that recently with someone where somebody was speaking so quietly and they had to go, I'm so sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah. No, I had to. I'm so sorry. Because you take it upon yourself. Because it's hard to comment on someone else's physical. It's a physical act, right? Speaking. So like commenting on it and saying, I can't hear you is to sort of say you just sort of failed at doing the thing. And so we blame it on our own ears. I'm sorry. I just... And then how did they get louder?
Not kind really. Kind of.
A lot of times.
Kind of. A little bit.
It was like...
Wait.
It was like this. It was like... What's your name? You know, like...
Oh, no.
It was like, birthday? And also, like, there's a sense of urgency. Like, hey, so, like, I'm back. I guess I'm going to have to pay for another $400, you know, if the thing has gone through. And then, like...
Unbelievable.
It was... And there's this thing called complementary schismogenesis that it's, like, a thing in communication, like, or that's how it was referenced. But I remember learning. It was, like... So someone's really quiet. So you start talking like louder at them in order to try to like
right.
get them to talk louder back to you. But it actually has the opposite effect.
Yeah.
And then they actually get quieter because it's like they're trying to manage you. So whatever the behavior is, it's complementary schismogenesis. So the genesis of two things going in the opposite direction, like complementarily.
Yeah.
And I think about it all the time. I'm always trying to make sure I don't accidentally kick off complementary schismogenesis.
A quick thing, just back to Bachelor real quick. Because when you see someone, there's this one girl, it's just so sad. It's like, all right. But then you're like, oh, they're 26. Like this girl, it's like, she's like, no one's ever been so nice to me as Joey and all this stuff. And it's like, oh my God. You know, they're like, he cares. You know, and then you see them, this girl, they go on this date, right? They're diving into water. They dive into the water. They come up, right? Mm-hmm. And they start talking about like, clearly he's like, are you okay? Something's wrong, right? Like mm-hmm. she hurt herself, right? And she's like, I'm fine. Like doing this whole thing, which is like, as someone, that is not in any way my composition.
To not
my
tell
disposition,
them.
My like, and so then they come out of the water. It seems like her fucking jaw is broken. She's like talking crazy. She can barely open her mouth. She's like, no. And he's like, are you sure? Like, and they bring the doctor over and the doctor, and she's like, I can open her mouth. Myself, like,
I'm going to need more, but continue, yeah. But I'm going to have to take you back because I'm going to need more on this.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay, what kind of water? Ocean?
Flat water. No, lake? They're like in, yeah, like a tropical kind of oasis, like a
not bachelor open date. Water.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're like jumping in
and
the thing.
And so there's like rock formations under there.
You got
fake
it.
Rock formations.
No, I think it's real. They're in, oh, but
dive in. There's stuff
like
under the water
that
she could hit against.
She didn't hit her. She hit her face on the surface of the water, I think. Like just literally slapped it in a weird way.
They dove in from a height, a great height.
They're diving in from a higher.
How high are we talking? Like one of those like spring break, everyone screams.
I'm not sure. Like I think pretty high.
What about?
I don't know.
Holding your nose. I really struggle. I feel bad for people who you know, hold their nose, like jump in the pool and hold their nose with their actual fingers because that's no
they
way to
gonna...
get protection, right? It's a disaster. The way is you blow air out of your nose.
Breathe out.
Okay.
Right.
Like there's
no
protection safety
in with
this.
The physical squeeze?
No, if you could maintain it, like you jump from a great height. These people are like doing it. It's like if you don't know how to breathe out, like water's gonna get in there.
Right.
Like you're it's like it'd be like if you were trying to hold your breath by opening your mouth and putting your hand over your mouth. It's like, yeah, it'll hold it in there, but it's not.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I just wanna take anyone who does that and just teach them just like blow out and slowly go down under the water. I just wanna teach them like you can hands free not suffer.
Right. Right. But wait.
I want to know more.
Back to the struggles. I'm watching her.
So they jump in.
I'm watching her and I'm going, if I jumped in, I would go, are you okay? I go, airlift me now to Cedars.
Do you trust the airlift always?
The idea of being like, no, I'm fine. Like unimaginable for me. And thank God. Thank fucking God. And this girl,
that
I mean,
Joey,
is heartbreaking. She's like, yeah, everyone I've been with has cheated on me. And it's like, and you signed up for The Bachelor. I mean, people just run back, punch me again, hit me again. didn't hit me harder last time. Let's try again. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, are people seeking love on there, Kate?
Yes, Jacqueline.
I remember. I haven't watched it in like 15 years. Okay. And I feel like when I was tuning in, the stakes felt like real.
Jacqueline, the stakes are so high. And this, again, I haven't watched it in years, but this Bachelor, honestly, bless him, he wants it. And he's literally like crying. He's like, I don't know what to, it's like, it's this thing of like amazing acting. It's not acting, but you go, what a performance. It's like when you're actually watching someone actually break down, you're like, God, that was good.
Yeah.
But it's real. And acting is so bizarre.
I forgot that that's a thing. Yeah.
Pretend. Yeah. But he's really doing it. And he really is like in a very sweet way, like deeply just kind of dumb, like frying pan to the head, but it's sweet. And that's enough for someone.
Okay. Don't say that about someone.
Why?
He could listen. And what a horrible thing for him to hear you believe about him. You know nothing of his interior.
I know a little something. No, he's fine. I think it's sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know where I hear people act. Sorry, just what? Real quick. Where I hear the common man actually act.
What?
Dateline. Murderers.
Wait, they're acting like they're not a murderer?
Well, yeah, like when they call 911.
When they go, something's wrong. She fell down the thing and I'm so upset about it because I love her.
There's something's wrong. Oh, fell down a thing. Yeah, exactly. Okay,
she's not moving. I thought, oh no. Girl, no.
Yeah. Girl, no. And then they're like, are you, is he breathing? I don't know.
No, I can't tell. You got to send someone now.
Or like last night.
We're out by route 107 and we're about 30 minutes from the nearest thing. Hurry. So wild.
I mean, and you watch and you go, like last night I was staring at this guy going, he's got to have done it. He looks, I'm like, can I tell in this guy's eyes, like, or soul?
This is what we talked about. Can you
emerging?
See in the eyes the truth?
Can you fucking
see? Can the eyes
see?
Give the truth?
And I'm going like, if I met this guy, would I know he's a murderer? The whole thing. Okay. And I'm watching like, you know, a long take on him, you know, like responding to questions or whatever. And then like 10 minutes later in the episode, I'm like, oh, it's not him. He's a doll.
Oh my God. Isn't that amazing? Well, here's what it is. Do you experience this in life? Because I'm constantly reminded of this. I feel my own, you know, when you're in a social situation, you meet someone. For whatever reason, you go, I don't like them. Because you think they don't like you. Or like, if someone's cold, here's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You're in a social situation. Yes. Imagine this. You step into a group.
Oh,
there's
the
five
second
people.
They warm up.
Hi. Someone maybe, there's a slight thing. They just, because I'm defensive internally, right? Where someone, there's just a slight thing. You go, they hate me.
Yes.
And you go, well, you know what? Fuck you. Right?
Yeah.
And then five minutes pass, they're your best friend. Right?
I know.
And whenever this happens, I go, Kate, never forget. Don't be defended against this idea that someone, because it's shocking. Because, oh, first impression. I mean, it's, talk about the first impression, Rose. I mean, but it's, and then you think about, well, I'm doing that to people all the time. Of course, it's unconscious. Like,
totally.
You know, you're in a group, right? Someone mm-hmm. that.
Totally.
Like,
sorry.
It's just, you can't tell. So the murderer, yeah, we don't know. You just.
No, I remember one time watching a reality show. Just people were forced to start like a. It was called like Utopia or something. I don't know, but you know, thrown on a.
That sounds familiar. It sounds
ranch,
familiar.
Or like thrown on a piece of land and they have to like build a society amongst themselves. Yeah. It was, and there was this one guy and I got so mad at him. Okay. And I was like, he is like everything I hate.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever. Like, I was like, this piece of shit. Like, I was really, and then like, end of episode, I was like, oh, wait, he's the only one I trust.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, and like,
no, it's powerful.
I mean, and I know that it's like, and I do not care, like, whatever, yes, editing, whatever. Like, I'm like, you know, yeah, I was manipulated, whatever, like, but I'm like,
you know what editing is? A personality.
I was manipulated.
People are editing.
Right. But yeah, like, when it turns, and you're like, I had to talk myself through thinking that someone was like, I don't know, pissed about where my mat was or something, or there was something. And Chris was like, when you're working out, you're in pain. You know, like you're fucking sweating, you're tired. Like your faces are not all there to be able to be like.
Mm.
I just like decided someone was judging me.
Yeah, of course.
which like.
As we often
which
do.
Like, first of all, they are.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in this one way and they're not,
yeah.
You know. Sometimes like, you know that, someone looks like someone in your past or something like that. Like you're like, why do I think this like woman's a bitch? And then you're like, oh, because she looks like that person that, you know? Mm. And then you're like, you know it, but it still doesn't lose the effect. Oh my God. I had close up magic mere days after.
No.
Yes. And I was card magic and I was absolutely floored.
Where?
At a party. Okay. Okay. A man comes up.
That's fun.
Now, what was really interesting was after the fact, and have you watched The Prestige yet?
No, fuck.
I'll watch it tonight. All right.
Okay.
All right. He comes up. Now, what's weird is, and this is part of the mentalist, I can't remember. So he had me think of a card. We had just been talking and I was like, you know, about this. And so I was like, I'm going to go with a club. Okay.
Yeah, not
a heart or a diamond, like
bitch. Yeah, totally.
Okay. So I'm like, whatever. I'm like seven of clubs or something in my mind. And now I can't remember if he asked me to tell the group and he turned around or if it came straight out of my mind. I can't remember. Now that,
interesting.
I'm like, that's almost the thing. And then all I know is he's pulling my card out of a deck.
What the fuck?
And then he's giving a guy's address, you know, of his house. And
no.
And oh, and he like just all sorts of stuff. And I got his card.
Hell yeah. Because
suddenly I'm convinced I have parties.
It'll be fun.
In my mind, I have parties and need to have a good magician on hand.
Because how much does that cost?
I go, you're wonderful. You go, he's spirited away.
You go, come over for an hour, right?
Imagine
this. Imagine a small, I used to think this wouldn't be what I would want. A magician walks in, oh God, here we fucking go. Now I'm going, it sounds fun. Imagine having cocktails with a group of, I'm not kidding, six people, seven, under 10.
Or what,
magician comes in for some close-up magic for an hour. They probably have a three-hour minimum. Who knows?
Well, they deserve to charge for the time it takes them to get over there.
You know, here's what they deserve to charge for.
It's not about the time you work.
Here's what they deserve to charge for. The 20 years. Exactly.
Striving?
That's what people don't understand. Oh. They go, oh, I'll pay you for one night. You're paying us for our lives.
Yeah.
You're paying us for not having children and instead doing stand-up.
Well, that's,
pivoting to
I came to that realization during my workout today about something about that. Like,
you're paying for the daughter I didn't have at 32.
Yeah.
Bitch. Who I didn't want.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm really tired of trying to wrestle an eyebrow out of my face with makeup. I don't know what I want. I want them fixed and I want them, what is that, food on your face?
No, I took a bite of something. Food. I was pointing at my mouth because I ate food. What about a Vegamore?
Now, why are we laughing? We
should straight A student.
Or no. To me, it was just...
We're laughing because Vegamore is an official Poog sponsor. By the way, they sent a beautiful box. It's true of products. Yeah. But I noticed, Jacqueline, they have an eyebrow serum to put on your eyebrows.
I noticed that too. Was it eyebrow or lash?
Now, I think there's both.
One and the same.
I think there's both, yeah.
Do we have the strength to try it on one side and see if it does anything?
No, you got to go both.
You got to, right?
You got to go the only way. Both. Oh, you know what I'm excited for? Sorry, keep going.
What?
Me, of course. Magic Mind? I'm hyper fixated on the fact that we have a jar reservation that we're going.
You're so funny. You're like, you and me, the 22nd, it's us, it's done, or whatever. And then it was like, oh, actually, it's the 19th, or whatever. And I can't explain it. But
well, we're going. I can't wait. And I texted Suzanne, the chef. She knows we're coming.
Well, as long as you've already made the res, I guess we're safe.
Made the res. I'm so excited.
What, a lychee martini?
I haven't been in a while. Yeah, lychee. Go.
Mm.
I'm picking you up, catching a buzz on a lychee martini, screaming in the corner. Can't fucking wait. I haven't been to Jar in a while.
Oh my God.
You and I haven't been to Jar in like over a year.
In a backless red dress. Maybe I should get a dress for dinner.
Ooh, should we dress up?
Great. Yeah.
By the way, yeah, we're dressing up.
If we can.
What do you mean if we can?
I mean, like, if it doesn't happen in that day, no, I don't have the right thing.
By the way, we don't have to do
then I won't be held hostage.
We don't have to go backless, but it's Jar.
There's something about being backless, though, at dinner that is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because actually, it's one of the few places where the back gets some viewing.
I know. I put on a backless.
Like, you're seen from behind.
It's really vulnerable.
Backless?
Yeah, backless.
Interesting.
Because also people are then touching your back. You feel their hands on the small of your back.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. They touch because they expect there to be a shirt there.
Ew. You're just like, that's a high touch surface. You might not want to touch that. People have been touching it all night.
Oh, my God.
It's a germ city back there.
What do you feel about when someone talks to you and their spit goes directly in your cornea? Direct launch directly better into the cornea.
Better, because it is the cornea. It is the cornea. Well, here's the question. Do you blink? Because I don't.
You let them. Yeah.
I hold it. I like.
For their comfort?
Yeah.
You don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, I try to make it like it didn't happen for them.
No.
Although.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, just the cold.
The shocking.
The coldness of someone's saliva is really.
Yeah.
Where the grotesquerie comes in.
I'm not germophobic, but I just have to say it. I don't love kissing people on the lips to say hello. I just don't love that.
Well, first of all, I mean, where the hell is that occurring? are you French? I mean,
no.
And they don't
even
do that.
I love
kiss on the cheek. Is it 1940?
I go, mwah. I love that.
Who the hell is kissing you on the lips? Hello. These people are trying to get a little.
They come
off
for
of
the
you.
Lips.
They're trying to.
And a couple times
trying to sip a little.
A couple times recently, I've had
sip
to
sip a little Berlant.
I've had to a little bit move the head. Oh, I'm not doing the lips for you.
Are you fucking serious?
Lips, full frontal, coming. Hi.
What the fuck? Who are these people?
I mean, it's definitely you know, it's kind of like it's a fun, sweet, they want the lips.
I think it's.
I just don't want the lips.
I'm sorry, I'll say it again. They're trying to sip a little, okay? They're trying to get a little sip of you to hold on to in the dark of night, okay, in the cold of night.
I love and when you talk about people coming for me.
It's completely inappropriate.
Look at this product.
Get Chanel.
Look at this.
Oh.
Bronzing cream.
Wait. Holy shit.
Paid out of pocket. There is, as
Chanel
we talk about how
called.
Erotic it is to overpay. And there is something about that. Like,
completely.
You want to talk about a brand that has just Chanel. You see that and you go, uh-oh, I'm horny now. It does something.
Yeah.
Something about that brand on black lacquer.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 15, this girl I knew who was rich. Imagine this, 15. She had a Chanel face wash.
Oh my God.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'll go over to her house to sleep over, beg to use it. Or she would just be like, oh, you know, and I would be like,
right,
with ceremony,
yeah,
using this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way other people's
things. By the way, you cannot give a 15-year-old Chanel cleanser, guys. You're fucking with them.
Well, why?
They are now never normal again. If you are 15 with Chanel cleanser, you're fucked. It's over.
I mean, I'm trying to tell a story like these rich people. This is Los Angeles because that's where you grew up. So I'm imagining
so
like,
crazy.
It came in a gift bag that like okay. The absent mother didn't want.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Like, but what mother doesn't want the discarded. Chanel cleanser?
Well, I wouldn't trust Chanel instantly as a cleanser. I would assume that it's going to be
perfumed. Oh, it was too.
And
God, it smells good.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I used a product, fancy product the other day. I go, God, this smells good. And that's not a good sign. It's fully fragrance in it.
Exactly.
It's like a fucking expensive. Again, it was a gift. I'm not going to say it because I'm disparaging them. We're talking about, I'm not joking, $175 like serum thing. And I go,
yeah.
Well, I'm still going to use it, but fuck. I've been, Jacqueline, I've been saving.
This is a lab. I don't need a scent.
Wait, I have two things to ask. I'm saving for a rainy day, and I think I just need to start using it. The Dr. Diamond sent us stuff, and Lima serum and moisturizer.
Stop saving for a rainy day. The time is now.
But it's one, what do you think I should start with? Lima?
Well, I finished my Lima, and therefore, you know, now I'm slipping backwards.
Where is the OneSkin? I emailed them. Now I'm mad. I want more of the OneSkin serum. Listen to me right here.
I think
here.
They
praising OneSkin.
They said it was coming.
I'm reaching back in because I'm addicted.
Yeah.
This is, you can't pay for this kind of advertising.
Remember you were like, I'm interested in the blah, blah. And I was like, I'm interested in the whole line. And you had to write back and be like, I'm also interested in the whole line. I mean, I learned that from you. I've been making kelp noodles.
Oh, listen to you.
And because, you know.
Not to be confused with Miracle.
One.
Yeah.
For $19.99.
God damn. Is it really $19.99 for a bag? Okay. You're joking.
No. Oh, no. No. I'm saying I've had the prepared ones at Erewhon. You go, okay, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah. The garlic ones. Mm, God, they're fucking good.
And then you go, okay, actually, now I'm going to make it at home. And I got the tamari and I got the aminos and I got the green onion and
not as good.
Sesame seeds.
Talk to me.
And
I need it now.
Delicious.
Ooh.
And what else did I put in there? Little fish sauce. And to soften them, you know what you do? So you drop the kelp noodle thing into water, warm water, lemon juice and baking soda.
You're kidding.
And it just softens.
Where'd you hear that? The internet or does it say on the package?
No, the internet. I mean, the package just says warm water because they don't want to freak you out. They don't want to be like, you really actually need juice of half of a lemon. But
and baking soda?
I do think it kind of works anyway. Yeah. And then you rinse it. But
wow.
The baking soda is not going to. So
I'm not worried about the baking soda.
Doing that. So I've been doing that. Okay. It's been delicious. Okay. And then tahini. I'm trying to work with tahini.
By the way, I want to formally ask Soom to send more tahini. I'm
for
fucking
more?
Addicted. I'm going through the jars.
Oh, I'm out.
I've probably gone through five jars.
It's the
premier. I used to think Artisana was my favorite tahini. I go in
and
there.
If they're interested in Soom. You know, having a taste test, please.
Okay, we need someone to reach out to Soom and say you're getting huge on air.
Yeah.
Huh, Jacqueline, don't you remember the Soom women, the co-founders, were at fucking Poog Live in New York?
Oh, that was them?
Yeah.
I woke up in the night. Wait, I want to go back to the noodles because I'm really not done with them.
Okay.
But I woke up in the night going, Kate Berlant thinks she doesn't look good with her hair up.
Oh my God. Jacqueline.
Okay. And I go, she is so wrong.
Oh.
I actually could cry.
I could cry.
I woke up remembering like your dinner party in New York like 10 years ago. Okay. Small dinner party. Your birthday where I said you can't rot in this town forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
Where your hair was briefly up and I was like, it looks stunning. And it's like you have some belief.
I do.
Like that, I don't know, you
that
need
my
to
face
frame
can't
your
pull
face
it off.
With your hair.
Yeah, that I'm a dog.
It's the hair
raw
is going to just,
isn't enough.
That you need to, yeah. And
I'm going to do it
I
up.
Was like, you're
I love you.
I swear I thought this in the night. Like, I was like, oh my God, I think she still thinks that. Because
you're right.
I'm like, you get hair done, different styles, whatever, all the time.
No, I don't. And like, different styles. It's just down. Never have a different style.
I mean, you have glam opportunities.
Oh, okay? I know.
Where?
Let's do it up.
Okay, why isn't it a severe, you know, anything? Okay. And I remember when you put your hair up and I took gorgeous photos of you because it's not that your hair has to be up, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's superior, any of that stuff.
It's an option.
The fun of sometimes putting your hair
sounds
up.
Sounds so fun. Are you kidding?
You reveal the back of the jaw, like where the jaw meets the ear.
I would
ear.
Love to do
like
that.
Like in the Babysitter's Club when Marianne cut her hair short and it revealed her jawline. Okay. Like I remember that in a book. It was like a big deal.
I really. And
anyway, the point is, no, I woke up going, oh my God, she has this belief and I'm going to cure her of it.
Thank you. No, you're right. You're really right.
Give you more. I was like.
It would be so formal. Like, it would be so cool to put my hair up.
I was like, she doesn't know. I was like, I think she doesn't know how beautiful she is.
Oh my God.
I really was like you think that if you slicked it back, like, I don't know. Yeah, like you're saying, too much face. Like,
heinous, yeah. God, no, it's true. Thank you. It's really sweet. I'm going to put it up. Every year I go, this year I'm going to do it. I'm going to get brave.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you know what?
That'll
it's a personal
huge.
Challenge. I'm going to do, put my hair
it's
up.
It's literally stunning. You should let me do it and we should video it and like it'll be like you in front of the mirror crying and like, I'll like lift it up and be like, look, do you see her?
That would be fun.
Okay.
Like,
I'd be like, do you see
you
her?
You can roll me. You can spin me around in the chair.
Yeah. Spin around. I've never liked to spin around. It's
I had
scary.
A deep, by the way, I had a deep, I know spin around is scary. I had a deep, I uncovered a memory deep with my partner the other day. And actually it's funny because I never told anyone. And then I told them and now I'm telling the whole world. But, I had a memory. I had a memory of a older man.
Yeah.
Telling me I was an ugly duckling.
Oh.
When I was like 12 and it did permanent damage.
Of course it did.
But here's what it was. I remember the exact dress I was wearing. I was wearing this like purple floral dress, something. And this older man in my life was like, look at you. You look beautiful. Like you look great or something. Like you're always an ugly duckling. And I literally was like, oh, I didn't know I've been ugly the whole time. Sure. I haven't been thrilled, but I'm a
what
certified
a
ugly duckling.
Psychopath.
Can you believe that? And then
was
my whole
he
life.
An artist?
Yes.
Well, I know that your family, there's artists. So I'm like
yeah,
picturing
course.
Some.
And by the way, here's what I remember.
Just,
I was a child. I remember seeing in his eyes, he saw, oh no, I shouldn't have said that. Because I was a kid. I think he saw, I couldn't hide that it was affecting me.
Yeah.
And I saw him kind of try to double back and be like, no. And it was too late, motherfucker. You've just altered the course of my life permanently, bitch.
No, it's I'm silent with just like it's like key to my psychology. Like my silence is how do I go back in time? Like
yeah, and it's
like
fine.
My heart.
Yeah,
and it is fine. Okay, because
but it's heartbreaking.
I'm just fucking silenced. I'm silenced and stunned and going, how do I lift you out? I'm picturing your fucking face because like...
So sad.
I mean, the other thing that's annoying about ugly duckling is that everyone, they're like an ugly duckling that became a beautiful swan.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And as I've brought this up, I'm like, Pooh 03. No, I believe the original story is actually you have a baby swan who's raised among ducks and therefore believes it's ugly because it doesn't look like its siblings.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh.
And then, it's a swan. That's like, yeah. I believe,
yeah.
The real story.
Oh, funny. Okay, yeah, I lost that entirely. And the folklore history.
Yeah, everyone
history.
Did.
Yeah.
And what it's actually holds great meaning because like people have made it, you were ugly and now you're pretty.
Right.
When the exact story is that, no, the
you
standards.
Were always,
you were being judged on the wrong standards.
Wow. I love you. Maybe I'll put my
kelp noodles.
Maybe
okay,
I'll put
so,
my hair up a jar.
So I try a prepared good, the most expensive item at Erewhon, right? Prepared food.
What was it?
And then I learn it if I like it, and I'm going. So next up, I'm moving on to the cauliflower, that is like
The fried cauliflower?
No, turmeric.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
It's like bright yellow with turmeric and like ginger and whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to make that part of my life.
Great.
I'm going to start making it at home.
I completely agree. And I'm going to go, I want to do the kelp noodles now. I've been doing the miracle noodles, but I'm going to move on to kelp. Give it a try. Is it a big bag that's kind of like green? There's like a color.
Yeah, that's the one.
Fuck.
It comes on the shelf.
Yep, comes on the shelf. Okay,
yeah, I'm going to do it. A little bit of water.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh my God. By the way, this time next week, I'll be able to say,
see a
this
jar?
Is me truly. No, this time next week, I'll be able to say, see you tomorrow. but it is fun. The passage of time. Unbelievable. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you next week. I love you.
All right. Love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.